Muslim and Arab leaders are condemning yesterday's terrorist attacks in the United States. They join in the worldwide expressions of shock and disbelief. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat offered his sympathy to the American people. But on the West Bank and in refugee camps in Lebanon, there were celebrations. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
Across the Arab world, television stations suspended their usual programming to devote hours of live coverage to news of the terrorist attacks. Many here in Lebanon have been watching the footage in horror and disbelief, shaken by what some say are images that brought back memories of their own devastating 15-year civil war. 31-year-old musician Tufik Jaradeh.
I was very shocked. It was very, very hard. I think many friends called, and they were also very, very shocked. It reminded me very much of bombings we had here.
Most Arab leaders were quick to denounce the attacks. Jordan's King Hussein, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri sent their condolences. Officials in Syria, Kuwait, and other Gulf nations expressed sympathy for the American people and the families of the victims. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi said his country was ready to send aid to the United States. But not everyone in the Arab world has been sympathetic. Baghdad said that yesterday's terror attacks were the fruit of American crimes against humanity, while celebrations were held in many of Lebanon's 12 Palestinian refugee camps. Jamil Marouin, editor-in-chief of the Lebanese newspaper The Daily Star, says there is no excuse for the attacks or the celebrations, but he notes there is mounting frustration in the Arab world over U.S. foreign policy towards the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
The Arabs view that the Americans are siding with an Israel whose policy is more and more dictated by smaller groups of extremists.
Because of American financial and military support of Israel, most Arabs also hold America responsible for what they call Israeli oppression of the Palestinians. Many believe that if an Arab or Muslim terrorist group carried out yesterday's attacks, they were probably motivated by resentment of America's Mideast policy. Arab allies have been warning the U.S. of growing anti-American sentiment in the region, fueled by anger over one-sided U.S. backing of Israel. This past summer, Egyptian President Mubarak said that if the Bush administration didn't play a more active role in finding a balanced solution to the Palestinian-Israeli violence, the violence could evolve into terrorism. Many Arabs are hoping that regardless of who is ultimately found responsible for yesterday's tragedy, America will reassess its policy in the region. Lebanese political analyst Michael Young.
The U.S. after these attacks, I think we'll come to the conclusion that the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is too much of an emotional issue, a potentially dangerous emotional issue, for Washington to continue to pursue what is a policy of neglect.
In the meantime, there is concern that the U.S. might launch a counterstrike on the region, resulting in the further loss of life. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.